Unofficial Millers.co.uk.
Right, let's try and to sort this random act of kindness out. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, so this is about your goddaughter, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Shannon Weller.
Tell me about Shannon.
She's a 7-year-old little girl, basically. Probably just before Christmas, she was having what the doctors classed as epileptic fit, and later on they'd realised she had a tumour on the front of her head. So they obviously treated her for this, removed the tumour, and he's now just found out that it's cancerous.
So she's having a real tough time.
She's having a really tough time at the moment, yes. Yes, we've just, today, we've just been down to Royal Marsden Hospital. She just had a mask made up, ready for her to have a radiotherapy.
How's she coping with all this?
I mean, she is a very, very brave girl. A very, very brave girl. But obviously, you know, it's like any 7-year-old. They don't really know, haven't got really a clue what's going on.
So is Shannon going in for a big course of treatment soon, is she?
Yes. End of the month, she starts 6 weeks worth of radiotherapy. And then at the end of that 6 weeks, she's then got a year of chemotherapy, which hopefully will cure it, but they've only given us a 70-30 chance of it actually working.
See, that's tough enough when you're an adult, really, let alone when you're a 7-year-old, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
Tell me what Shannon's like.
Pretty much a normal 7-year-old girl. She's obviously a little bit tetchy about the scar on the front of her head at the moment. She's just a very, very brave girl and an amazing girl. And, you know, that's why I got in contact with you, because I just thought she deserved a little bit of a break, basically.
Paul, you know on the email you sent me?
Yeah.
You said you were in London.
That's correct, yes. She's got two big wishes, basically. She wants to go on an open-top bus ride around London.
Have you been doing that?
Yeah, we've done that, yes. Had a wonderful time.
So that's the first big wish. What's the other one?
The other big wish, as in my email, was for her to meet McFly.
She's a big fan, then, is she?
Yes, she is. Absolute massive fan of McFly. And as I say, if there's anyone that really deserves to meet McFly, I think it's Shannon. I really do.
Right, now, Paul, I think there might be something we can do.
Right.
I'm going to give her a call. Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, is this Shannon?
Yeah.
Hi, Shannon. My name's Scott Mills, and I'm calling from the radio station, Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know someone called Paul?
Yes.
Who's Paul, then?
Paul is Tracy's husband, and he's got two children.
Right, okay. So Paul's your godfather, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, Paul sent me an email, right?
Yeah.
And he said that you've not been very well.
No.
And he thinks you're quite brave.
Yeah.
Big Ben!
What's that?
Me saying Big Ben, because we're in London.
Oh, okay. So you've just gone past Big Ben?
Yeah.
Cool. I know you've got to go into hospital soon, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, Paul just wants you to know that he thinks you're fantastic, okay?
Yeah.
And you're in London, as we know, right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing at the moment, Shannon?
You can see everything, and I can't remember where we're
going
to go now.
Okay. And Paul tells me that you love McFly.
Yeah.
How much?
Too much.
Too much?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what, Shannon?
What?
McFly were here at Radio 1 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I asked them to sign loads of stuff for you.
Yeah.
And they've done it.
Really?
For you.
Thank you.
Does that sound good, Shannon?
Yes, please.
Or, actually, you're in London, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're in London now.
Yeah.
So maybe you could come and see me and pick the stuff up and get it today, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Then I don't have to send it to you then, you can come and get it from me.
Yeah.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
Right, listen, I'll tell you what.
What?
Ask the man.
Yeah?
If he can drive to Radio 1 now.
Okay.
Ask him, go on, ask him.
Can you drive me to Radio 1, please?
What are you doing there for?
Just tell him to drive.
Okay, can you drive, please?
So Shannon came to Radio 1 to come and collect some signed stuff from McFly. Well, that's what she thought anyway. Is she here?
Yeah.
Cool. Right, she's here. Are you Shannon?
Yeah.
Hello. Now, you have a seat there, Shannon, okay?
Yeah.
How's your day in London been?
Okay.
What have you been up to?
We went on the London Eye. We went to see the statues, and I can't remember. We went swimming. And we went shopping. That's all I can remember.
But it's been good, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know that Paul, as I said to you on the phone, has got in touch with me.
Yeah.
And has told me kind of what an amazing person you are.
Yeah.
And how you're very brave, right? Yeah. And you're going into hospital soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said that he wanted something great for you before that, right?
Yeah.
Something nice. You've been to London, and he also told me that you're a big fan of McFly.
Yeah.
How big? Tell me.
Very big.
Big?
Yeah.
Right. Who's your favourite?
Tom.
Tom's your favourite?
Mm.
Okay.
He's funny.
Why?
Because he's funny, funny.
Is he? Okay. Now, you know I said I had some signed stuff for you?
Yeah.
And I wanted you to come in and collect it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a slight problem.
Huh?
But it's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of, I lied.
Mm-hmm.
I've got something better for you.
Huh?
Come in. Shannon!
Shannon, look.
Hello.
Hey, you're in.
Shannon, I'd like you to meet McFly.
Hello.
McFly, meet Shannon.
Shannon. How are you? Hey, Shannon, okay. You all right?
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay.
This is Tom and Danny and Dougie. Actually, you probably know their names already.
Yeah.
Harry's not here today. He's not feeling very well.
I don't feel very well either when I got up.
Really?
I felt sick.
Too.
I had a headache.
Me too. Yeah, that's how Dougie felt. You having a good day?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I went to the hospital to have my mask done.
Yeah? How was that?
A bit scary.
Was it? Yeah, I don't like hospitals.
Alison, Shannon, the boys are going to hang out with you here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can get your photo taken and all that sort of stuff, right? And you can get stuff signed. Now, listen, I think the lads have got something for you.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yes.
Oh, here we are.
We do.
I know you've got this, but here's a signed one from us.
I haven't got that one. I've got that one.
Oh, you've got that one. Okay. Well, here's a signed one from us.
Yeah.
Okay. And there is an official picture of from us.
Thank you.
Harry's signed one as well.
Yeah, so when you're feeling a bit better, you can go and see one of their shows. How's that sound?
Okay.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Right, McFly, as ever, thank you very much for doing this.
Oh, not at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shannon.
It's okay.
Make sure you keep in touch and let us know how you're getting on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to meet you, Shannon.
It's nice to meet you too, McFly. This is Radio 1.